zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinai. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power and influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're here on the Hostile Zone with the infamous and dangerous and always in your face, baby, Eric Andrew Sinani. Eric with the big A, Sinani. Who?
Eric Sinani, hello.
Over there, R-Dub, who?
Eric Sinani.
That's right, Sinani. You're here on your FM dial 99.9 FM KKTC. True country.
True America.
Who is it?
True Sinani, baby.
True Sinani, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Welcome, Miss Bianca C, like the ocean.
Hello, Bianca C. That's me.
With your girl power going on there.
I love it. Don't you love it? I Biancified it.
She's got her beautiful mic. I want to tell you, we are flooded with emails, and we got some exciting things to talk about.
Oh, really?
And I want to do that in a minute, and I'm going to get there. We have in the house, baby, R-Dub, back from vacation, back from editing, trying to figure out some new. We have multiple cameras now because we have another TV station.
I know, I don't know where to
look. I know, we have another TV station, so R-Dub's learning new tech. How are you today?
Doing absolutely fantastic.
And
you know, R-Dub, they want to take our set and move it to a bigger set now. The one upstairs and another one.
Yep.
So after we finally got comfortable in the studio in this set, we're going to have to start over. Unbelievable, right? But so
yeah, upstairs building? Wow. Okay. We're
well, because the show's growing. The show's growing.
To
so.
The east side. Right?
Yeah. Nobody knows that one. So anyway, Dick, how are we today? I see him over there.
Feeling fantastic, everybody. How are you?
Wonderful. Welcome back into the studio. We're happy to have you back. I know Angelo Thumbs, a.k.a. Jersey Thumbs, was back there. He was what was he loading, R-Dub? He was loading all kinds of boxes. I saw him doing. What did we get? Gobbledygook? What do we got?
I honestly have no idea.
He was all giddy and laughing. He did have a cigar for me. And he said, and I know he's got one for you, between you and me. Shh, I'm telling you, we're having a cigar thing later.
I like cigars.
I believe
too,
we're going to the country club later on.
I like the smaller version. Yeah. The Al Capone.
She likes the Al Capones.
I do.
Remember, yeah, it's a Friday, and I was going to take you to the country club, R-Dub.
Awesome.
Right on the air, I announced it. I'm taking R-Dub to my country club.
Oh, I want to ask Richard, what do you think about my Biancification?
I love it. It is so pretty.
Thank you.
So we have, since Miss Bianca has this high-end mic and the system that they hooked in to do this for sounds, she literally, Donald was like, dude, we couldn't even use we have to use my program to film on the other network.
Oh, really?
Because his video feed could not pick up her vocals.
Unbelievable.
You don't understand the tweaking we worked. So because of her amazing vocals, the phone calls and emails we've been receiving from record labels and producers and stuff, and if you want to reach out, it's thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com. thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com. Eric@ericandrewsinati.com. Yes, we've got tons of emails about Miss Bianca and singing engagements and stuff. You can reach out through you can reach out through the show. And I'm happy to put out two things. Miss Bianca is going to start off every show with a song of the show. But ready for this? We got handed a movie script.
Yeah.
And I was offered one of the roles.
Yes,
a leading role.
What's the role?
I can't speak of it. Oh. But ready, R-Dub, I signed the non-disclosure. We're doing the movie, and guess what? I got you. You're going to have a part in the movie too.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And Miss Bianca, you're singing the song, and you're in the movie.
Am I singing the theme song?
You're doing the theme song.
That's awesome.
And you're in the movie, and it's based on a true story. And they want a second or third story. It's, you know, true crime stuff. And they figure I'd be good at it.
Nice.
So that's great information we're putting out to you guys. So this is the time that you out there, folks, if you're watching or listening, wherever you are, join our VIP membership program. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's very inexpensive for the price of a cup of coffee. Honestly, if you're a good paisano Italian like me, it's even cheaper than a cup of coffee that you would get for the good one. But for that price, now you're going to get my daily column that's syndicated worldwide, more than 35 countries everywhere. You'll get that first in your email box before it goes out. You'll have opportunities to email in. You'll have direct access for tips on stories and potential opportunities to do radio interviews and requests, et cetera. It is inexpensive, and you get freebies. We're going to be having shirts, hats, mugs, all, et cetera. We're donating to charity, yes. Okay? We're donating to charity. So your cup of coffee, we have different ranges. Your cup of coffee price up to a few dollars more, and you get additional benefits. But the money goes, we're doing nice things. We've talked about this for children, battered women, et cetera. And you're supporting the show, and you're supporting the people that we help and the things that we look at and investigate. And you'll see how involved I am and my team is with the community. And Miss Bianca going out and singing for children's groups and stuff like that. We don't charge for that. And
you can see behind the scenes of like how we really do things, and like you could see. I mean, there's only a short amount of time we have on the radio.
And I want to throw in, my first, I can't say a number, but I will. My first handful, and I'll put the number out tomorrow. My first handful of VIP members, I will get you an extra in the movie, because we're going to need extras. I don't know how many, because I have to actually talk to the screenwriter, but we are a go on this. We're talking. We're ready to do this, and we're going to need extras.
Small
speaking parts and walk-in parts, which are paid anyway, and you get fed, too. Yes, you get fed, you get
some of that gabagool that we always talk about. That's,
you know what I mean? So what a deal Sinani's giving you. You're going to get some kind of gift from the show, a mug, hat, t-shirt. You're going to help a charity, a children's charity, a women's charity or something. You're going to get first access to columns. You're going to get direct emails to us. If you need help in the community or whatever, if there's somebody that I can call, reach out to, or whatever it is that we can do, make a network for you, whether I have to put on a public administrator hat, my lawyer hat, whatever hat I have to put on, my writer hat, whatever it is to help gear you in the right direction. Not that hat. but anyway, so I don't know the number, so join, because like I said, it's less than a cup of coffee and you're going to get a lot of stuff. And you know what? I can tell you that I will make sure you are an extra in the movie. And if we do happen to run out of extras, I'm going to make a point to try to get you all on set at least and get you something from it. Trust me, it is extremely valuable. A lot of shows have it. Look at the big shows. They have it. Take a look at it. Go to the website, BBS TV Radio, and subscribe for membership. Trust me, I promise you, true Sinani. So, Miss Bianca, with that said, all the new interesting stuff. Open, what is the name of the song? Because you have to pay props to who it is.
Well, I'm going to be singing Adele.
For Adele, she American Idol, right?
Someone like you.
Someone like you? Mm-hmm. All right. Someone like the crowd. Okay. So open the show up.
All right.
Hit them pipes. Show that mic off.
I'm going to be singing it a cappella. All right. All right. Heard that you settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Oh, friend, why are you so shy? ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I hope you see my face and that you've reminded it from me. It isn't over. Never mind, I find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I remember you said sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. It hurts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I hope you see your face and that I be reminded that for me, it isn't over. Never mind, I'd find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best.
Make the mic work.
For you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I remember you said sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Wow. Never mind, I'd find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I remember you said sometimes it hurts love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Never mind, I find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I remember you say sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead.
Well, I don't know what to say. Wow. Wow. R-Dub, wow.
That was absolutely
honestly crazy. I got to be honest with you, very serious. That not that you're part of the show or anything.
What?
Honestly, you are unbelievably amazing. I honestly mean that from my heart.
Really?
Like, I was listening. I'm like, am I sitting next to Christina Aguilera or somebody like that? You know what I mean? Like, honestly, with those pipes. That's what I meant. Like, some,
really?
Like Mariah Carey or something. I didn't mean Christina in that way.
Oh, I mean, I know.
Mariah, somebody like... You and you had, you know, and you did you
actually
say it?
Look up
did
every, you say it? Every name that you just mentioned, I looked up to them, especially, you know,
because they
I
got real
young,
voices. They got real voices.
When I was little, I've always liked Mariah Carey. She was like my number one. And every time Christina, I heard her, I would try to mimic.
Christina and her, nobody can mimic notes like that.
And then later on, Christina Aguilera came.
In our
generation. Yeah, yeah. And I,
but I wanted
look
to say
to
that. I wanted to say
like
that because no wonder why we get calls.
Yeah.
Was she not amazing? I mean...
Yeah,
and you know what else was amazing about it? And I think you'll see, you looked very like in it, and like I don't want to say legit because you are legit, but it was real. It was real. Like it was very very like it was real. It was,
well, you gotta
it was
understand.
A real, it was a real radio moment, like I, you would, like I see on TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's what, for a minute, the first time I think actually R-Dub, I maybe felt like we're on TV or radio for the first time for that moment. I think I did. Because you were so professional.
Well, you know, I always say, like, when I sing a song, you gotta understand the lyrics first.
Take it for me. Walk
you,
down
you gotta oh, understand the lyrics first. Never mind. Plus, you got to understand the concept of the song. And
right, and it is perfect for what we were talking about today.
So I always put myself in that situation of, like, what that person must have been feeling. And then I just put my heart into it. Like, singing is not only
you
just
you literally
for the
are
vocal,
just really
you
amazing.
You have to put your whole all into
and
it.
And, you know, I'm gonna sandbag you a little bit. I've seen you perform live, mm-hmm. and it was two different things. You did. Somebody went up. You were at a high-end club. This number keeps calling, and it's a business. It's a production number, R-Dub. It's definitely a production call. That's why I have to hand it off.
No problem.
So you did the Elvis. The guy walked up and he had a lot of money, mm-hmm. and he was like, "Can you do Elvis?"
Yeah.
And you went outside with the phone, and you took the phone to your ear, and you listened to because you didn't know the song.
I didn't know.
And you came back in.
I didn't know the whole song.
But you
lyrics.
Came
yeah.
back in and grabbed the microphone and owned the freaking place.
Oh.
And I was blown away.
Oh,
and
I had to give him my version.
And then the same thing with Patsy Cline. You never even heard of Patsy Cline.
No, I didn't.
So
I
you
didn't
not know. Only did you learn Patsy Cline, but then you auditioned for Patsy Cline.
Isn't
it came
that funny?
In
the same
place.
Month. It was
and
like
you came
a sign.
In second place.
I know.
Well, no, because remember, I found you the Patsy Cline interview.
Yeah.
Because you told, I saw what you did with Patsy Cline, and I was like, oh my God, because that's a gift.
Oh.
You know, like I can sit down and I come up with legal argument. And I could write 100 pages in an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a gift. That's your gift.
You do. I envy that. Because, you have the gift of speaking, you know, and speaking right out of the top of your head. And
it's called from the cuff.
You talk from the cuff. Yes. But me, I'm different. Like, it took a lot for me to come here and talk.
See, and we're both artists because I craft my words.
Yeah, yeah.
I craft my speeches. But I don't know. You're just very good.
Oh,
And so that Patsy Cline, just because a side note on it,
mm-hmm.
I found that interview for you because you did so well that day. I called everybody I knew and I found that place in LA that was doing the Patsy Cline.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was like, was it an emergency?
And
then
I remember you mentioning it to.
It's about the show, right?
Yep.
Okay.
To
good
our...
news? Good news? You could say it because we'll edit it out.
He just said that he was going to, I was going to have him call you back.
He's from the TV.
Yeah.
We're going on TV. I forgot to tell you that.
Cool.
Yes, we're gonna be on Roku, our own thing for TV too. So anyway, we can even keep that. Whatever, that's a good story. Whatever, we'll leave that in.
All right. So and then you mentioned it to our agent.
Yes.
Who got from
cancer.
New Jersey?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Gambetti.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got you to the finals.
Yeah.
To the finals.
That's good.
But anyway, that was wonderful. So, R-Dub, it sounded right. I mean,
yes.
How's that new camera system going? Did it work out or no? I mean, I guess we'll find out, right? We'll find out. Yeah.
And what made me pick out that song is that that's one of my good songs. I mean, a lot of people always, a couple of, old producers of mine, would, when that first came out, they're like, oh my God, you kind of sound like
sing
her.
Another
that
song.
Would be a good
I know
song,
the song
for
I
you
want
to
you
sing
do.
One day. So I was like, all right, you know.
I want to do another
it,
song.
And then
I'm doing
it.
I'm sandbagging you.
Uh-huh.
I want you to do the Demi Lovato song.
Demi Lovato.
You remember the one now we talked about the other, Break My Heart Away, whatever?
Oh, okay. Right. Let me look
at that. Hit the pipes hard. So anyway, Arnab, yeah, so that.
So I always get the melody. Always, but I always have trouble about the words because
right.
I sing so many songs.
When you're doing the song, even though we're FM radio, so we have licensing for music, you have to pay homage to who you're singing here.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to say the name and the artist, whatever.
Right, give me a second.
So,
you know, technology, like...
Yeah, I sandbagged you.
You
so
did
it's my,
sandbag me.
Well, you know, I'm sandbagging because you're so damn good at what you're doing. And honestly, you're not going to be on this couch and show forever because you're going to end up, you know, being probably more successful than me with record labels and stuff. So
I enjoy the ride.
I'm giving you the opportunity to take advantage. I don't need that mic. Do I need a mic, R-Dub?
No.
You don't need a mic either.
It's
That's a
so
very
funny.
Nice cardigan, by the way.
Thank you.
Not many people know it's called the cardigan, right? Remember, we actually talked about that her and I today. Mm-hmm. I have a nice cardigan select. Did you get that cardigan? Because it may be honest. You can be honest with me. It's okay. I respect that because I was like that. Did you?
Yeah.
It's a very, very handsome, intellectual look. It really is. With those shoes, especially.
A lot of my friends tell me that I look like a sad, depressed, single, divorced dad.
You actually look like a Harvard student.
If only I was smart enough to go to Harvard.
Oh, you're much smarter than any of them. To be honest. Actually, I was talking to somebody the other day about you, and they were not aware that you did not have a bachelor's degree yet. They were blown away, yes. Yeah. I mean that 100%. And I could tell you off air who it was.
Perfect.
Yeah. But I mean, like I said, you're going to have one anyway. But all right. So you're going, what are you singing?
Give Your Heart a Break.
Love this song. Demi Lovato, I love this song. Blow It Away. She hits those pipes at that one section. All right. You know this song.
There you go. The day I first met you, you told me you'd never fall in love. But now that I get you, I know fear is what it really was. Now here we are, so close, yet so far. Haven't I passed the test? When will you realize? Baby, I'm not like the rest. Don't wanna break your heart. Wanna give your heart a break. I know it's scared, it's wrong. Like you might make a mistake. There is just one to live, and there's no time to wait, to wait. So let me give your heart a break. Heart a break. Let me give your heart a break. Your heart a break. Oh yeah, yeah. On Sunday, you went home alone.
That's it.
There were tears in your eyes. I called your cell phone.
I would have answered.
But you did not reply. The world is ours. If you want it, you
Sonati
can take
takes it.
If you just take my hand,
so
when
you
will you realize? Baby, try to understand. Don't want to break my heart. Wanna give your heart a break. I know it's scared, it's wrong. Like you might make a mistake. There is just life to live, and there's no time to wait, to wait. So let me give your heart a break. Give your heart a break. Let me give your heart a break. Your heart a break. There's just so much you can take. A heart a break. Let me give your heart a break. Your heart a break. Oh yeah, yeah. When our lips are on my lips and your heart beat as one, but you slipped out of my fingertips every time you run. Whoa, whoa.
Boom. That was killer. You killed it. You killed
Don't
it.
Don't have the time to wait, to wait. So let me give your heart a break. Heart a break.
Wow.
Let me give
wow.
your heart R-Dub, a break.
R-Dub, what do you think? Was that amazing?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
You are truly amazing. You really, you really are. You really are. I mean, I pay that honest compliment to you.
Oh, thank
you. You are. I think you're one of the best I've actually heard, honestly. I mean, to be truthful, and it's a shame because you're not that name yet where you should be.
Oh, yeah.
But you're on all these radio stations, and since I have syndication and you're here, mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure everybody hears you.
Oh, thank you.
So,
I'm very careful of who I speak to. And
Everything
I'm
comes
always,
through the show now.
I'm always protected. I make sure that I'm never alone. And,
right.
And
you have
our job
and
there.
I.
But you know what? What happens is, like, when it's funny. I know when they're up to no good.
But you don't go anywhere without a driver anyway.
No. And I'm like, once they see the other person there,
right?
Then they're like, oh, something came up or something,
right.
Like, you know,
and
what
you
I mean?
Know what?
And I'm like, I know.
And everything comes through here, through us and our team. Mm-hmm. So there's no shady new music people. You are on. Oh. You are on You were on the radio, girl. You were on FM. You're on satellite. You're on everything. There, and you're on 7 days a week.
I know. Thank you.
So there you go. And you didn't need some slimy slum ball from LA, some sleaze ball to put you into his fake thing and tell you, I'll give you a voice on TV.
That's because I know a guy.
You know a guy. And you know what? R. Dub and I actually talked about something. There's a project coming up forward, and we're going to be having amateur things. Do you want to explain that? Because it was your idea. Remember the amateur singer thing?
Yeah. So I'm going to have my own little segment called Rookie Hour Radio, and it's going to be for any new singers out there that want to get their name put out there. They can get in contact with me, and we can work out a deal, and I'll play their music over the radio.
Right, and we're not going to be shady with you. It's amateur radio, R-Dub, and I'm supervising, and it's R-Dub's program.
Yeah.
But you will have your chance to be heard, like an American Idol almost, you know, not to just infringe on them, but we're doing this because everybody here is self-made, right? So I believe everybody deserves a chance. I believe you deserve your volume. And because I'm syndicated and I have the ability to be on FM right now and in all the countries that I'm in, that's right, I'm there. And that's what I'm doing.
Right.
And instead of looking down my nose and being a jerk, like a lot of people, R-Dub is sitting over here building a wonderful career. Miss Bianca is singing to you. We have other people, and I have more room. And that's how I roll. And that's pretty much it. We have other radio networks asking for segment clips to run shows, multiple versions, and a movie script that came to us. So, contrary to some people who are going to be in one of the books that are coming out, I'm the real deal. Pull back the onion. I'm the real man. And I keep my word, and I help people. And I'm glad that I have a voice, because you have a real voice, and you have talent, and we have an opportunity that nobody has. And that's the truth. We are with a mega audience. We don't have to sit on social media and beg for likes. People are listening.
I love the people that are listening to us.
No, and you know, and actually, I spoke with them out there. Also, additional news. Out there, my friends in KKTC world, we will be out in your neighborhood for, I'm not sure how long, but more than a day or two, and there'll be some events that we're going to have. Miss Bianca's going to do some concert singing.
I'm going to have some
other people come in. Some other artists are going to join us, celebrity people, and I've confirmed this is going to happen. I'm thinking they're March or April, we're making for it to warm, and they're looking for places to house it, so it's catered with food, and it's going to be parties, and we're going to do live shows there, and concerts, and food, and celebration with the community.
Some more gabagool.
Gabagool. So anyway, what we were going to talk about today is a little bit following through about what we were doing during the week, and I ran one of my daily columns on it. And I actually have my other column coming out, and it's additional follow-up to it. Mm-hmm. And it is so imperative. It's not a laughing matter, but and it was kind of out of nowhere, but it went well. Great song. I definitely want to hear that song. I see what's mic'd up coming up. So after I talk about this, gentlemen, we're going to do that because you do that great. Anyway, so we're talking about the failing child protective and welfare system in the United States. I wrote about it in detail. Check the column out. Look me up. The column is out, easily found. There's a second column coming out. I'm citing statistics, and I'm going to be citing specific instances. And I have people from North Carolina who have experiences with DSS, and they are willing to be interviewed and be on the show. And they'll be on the other TV series part of it, and the other things that are coming out. So
what, like DSS is like
the Department of Social Services.
It's a new name, like
they. Well, that's
I know them as.
That's the North Carolina. That's New Jersey's DIFAS, and the Department of Children and Families. But anyway, these people investigate child abuse and neglect. Now, I have a lot of experience in that, contrary to some slimy people think otherwise. I have all the papers and anything. Anybody wants to see you, shoot an email, and I'll happily, you meet me and I show you. Anyway, I worked in this field, and I'm an expert and teach in this field.
Yeah.
So
you're like the last person that.
Yeah, so that, you know? what this is the agency that is charged in government, mm-hmm. means charged, that's their mission, is to investigate children who may have been abused. Mm. And abuse is physical and emotional. But then there's also neglect. Oh. And you have a maltreatment like malnutrition, poor sleeping conditions. Then you have educational neglect. There are a whole slew of things. Now, what is interesting for this, mm-hmm. and this is going to be a large expose that myself and other people, investigative journalists and authors, are involved in. Mm. Like, no nonsense. We had multiple meetings, and we had another one today, coming up today. And there is going to be HELL to a lot of people, because if you are in North Carolina and you have had a terrible experience with DSS because of your child, and they took your child with one of these things that they call a safety plan, and my book is going to highlight what that is, okay? And if your child is separated from you, you have specific rights. This is things that we're going to go over in this story that I'm talking about today, mm-hmm. the one that's coming out, and the video expose, mini-series, and et cetera, we have coming out. And a secondary book is coming out. And I can also say that I'm on the board of a nonprofit now, of a major nonprofit, that I'm on the board with them, and we're going to be looking at corruption. This nonprofit is funded, and their mission is for people to investigate and pull back that curtain. And they came to Sonati, mm-hmm. and they want me in a lead role on this board. And because of that, it goes along with what I'm writing, and we have a new newsletter, a new journal coming out.
Ooh.
And it's going to be the legal update and what's going on. And it's going to be available everywhere in the United States. Multiple investigative journalists and people who really understand child abuse and neglect, people who really know this stuff, are going to be writing in this journal. And it's going to be seen. And we're establishing a phone number specifically in North Carolina for people who have information about DSS and they want their case looked at for the show and for the journal. We're not going to, there's nobody legally representing anybody, okay? Let me just lay this out. The number is a investigative journalistic number that's going to be out for the process of all the investigative journalists that are involved, and there are a lot. And this nonprofit, yes. There are a lot of us. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the team now, and I'm taking a leadership role in making sure these things happen. And North Carolina is state number one. So there's going to be a number established. You could call that number anonymously, and somebody will take your information, and you can either be contacted and be completely anonymous. You can be interviewed with somebody from the team. It's entirely up to you. We're not going to get into all the parameters on air today because there's a lot of things being wrapped up with other attorneys and et cetera. But
I mean, there's good and bad.
We want to know when I write on this, and I'm writing an academic journal on this more than a column. I'm writing an academic journal that will be very like a dissertation, but a journal that will be indexed with the mm-hmm. scholarly indexes, right? And it will be available for universities. You know what I mean? Mm. So it's going to have good statistics. I got some great people helping me. And RW, we will remind me on the list to make sure that we get that toll-free number or local number for anybody in North Carolina. And I assure you, we do not work for North Carolina. Mm-hmm. We do not work for DSS. We did not work for the district attorney. I am not involved with them, and we are not going to provide you directly legal services, but we will refer you and ensure that you get with somebody that will do the right thing, not somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody, and you don't lose see your child for however long, or you end up with charges against you when you didn't do something. We will get you people that are not afraid to stand up for you. So that number will be coming out. And I want you to know, if you're listening and you're watching and you know somebody or it's you, and this show, even though we're on 99.9 KKTC, this episode will be available everywhere online, on all social media, and it will be in every single platform, iTunes and Odyssey. So regardless if it's on FM right now on the West Coast, everybody's going to get it in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And other states, feel free to email in thehostilezone@bbsradio.com, eric@ericandrewsonati.com, because that we're going to be more than one state. We have a very large team of investigative journalists, investigators with a lot of experience. We have a big team, so it's multiple areas. It's just that I've written several stories on this already, but I want that to be known to everybody because that's what's coming out.
Yeah,
but
Miss Bianca,
what were you gonna say?
I've heard a lot of stories from people like random like shopping and stuff.
People weaponize the child welfare.
Yeah. It's like,
don't call. If you're mad at your neighbor about garbage cans, don't call.
Don't ever do that to a person.
It's terrible. Don't do that to people.
It's horrible. Because you know what? I believe in karma so much. Because if you do that type, like, and those people are innocent, and you're calling on that person when there's nothing wrong, specifically innocent with nothing wrong, karma is going to get to you.
And since we're wrong, and since we're being aired on the West Coast, shout out to Susan. I'm not going to say the last name, but Susan's going to hear this.
Yeah.
Susan is in Vegas, and she is on the team that's taking part in a lot of things that are going on. Mm-hmm. She is another entertainer and a talent. People know. She's got books, et cetera, author. So yeah. She is with, we're together on this. And her and I spoke lengthy, and she really wants me involved in this program, and I am getting involved. Folks, yes. I'm getting involved for you. You're not going to pay a penny for anything that we're going to expose. We're willing to hear whatever it is you have to say. We're not going to judge you, and we're not going to tell anybody anything or discuss anything unless you want it discussed. And we will get you the help that you need. Okay? We will do whatever it is that we can do, the entire team. That is pretty much what the article's been about. This is going on.
That's
where are we on
time check? It's part of my list, too. Like, I have a list of, like, songs I want to write about, and that's part one of the song topics that I want to be writing about, because I don't think nobody's ever wrote
it. I think, actually, I was discussing it with somebody. If you wrote a song about this, we could get it out there everywhere, and the proceeds would go to the nonprofit to investigate.
Yeah.
We could sell that. Matter of fact, I know, since I'm going to be with this nonprofit, and I'm not in a paid capacity, just so you know.
Like, no lie, I've heard 5 people, different, nobody knows each other, 5 different stories of how the process was.
Well, you know, in North Carolina, it is a broken system because
it really is.
They are separated via state.
And
I mean, each county.
Nobody communicates.
They don't
with
talk.
Each other.
So if you're in one county, the next county, they got to transfer. You know, it should be a state-run system. Secondly, you listen out there, folks. If these people ring at your doorbell, they're not your friend. They're not there to help you. Trust me when I tell you, okay? Mm-hmm. Their concern is what's going on with your child. They got a tip. You're not allowed to know who it is, according to them. But you know what? We have something called the Constitution of the United States. Mm-hmm. And in that is the Bill of Rights. And in the Bill of Rights, you're entitled to confront your accuser. So this is something that's going to be in the book that's coming out. But you have rights. Never talk to the government unless if you're taping them, and you can tape them.
Yeah.
And get an attorney.
You have your rights.
Get an attorney, okay?
You have your rights.
You have rights, okay? You have rights, and that is one of the books that's coming out.
Yeah.
Miss Bianca, and sing also, that lovely song.
And well, also, I want to say, too, sometimes that's another way for them to try to take your child and have another person adopt.
See, I've heard that. My feeling is when they can't.
That's right.
Here it is. Don't. And I'm going to say, because it's going to be in the book, but this is what's important. All right. And Dan, I want you to do this. Hey,
it's a very touchy subject for me, too. You know what I mean?
So right. Like, and yeah. I understand. Mm-hmm. But, and I want you to get this one, but I want to explain something, but it's going to be in the book. There are two different standards in the government for if you're in trouble, let's say. There's the criminal standard and the civil standard. DSS is a civil agency. They are not a law enforcement agency. So with that said, that is not actually a good thing. You may say, well, at least they're not the police. They can't arrest me, right? That's what people would think. Mm. Let me tell you why it's not as good. Because in criminal justice, the burden of proof is 99.9999%. You're guilty or not, right?
Right.
One little sliver, you're not. Mm-hmm. In civil, it's called the preponderance of evidence. So at 51%, you lose. So if the government can prove 51%, it's called more than likely it happened or more than likely it didn't happen. So if it more than likely happened, that's 51%, you lost, bye-bye child. Also, they have safety plans that parents get shoved down their throat when they're scared, and they should be talking to an attorney. No, they're signing safety plans, and now these agencies are having control over your children. And in North Carolina specifically, they're not even a state agency. They're run by counties, so nobody talks to each other. And based on who's elected in what county is the type of people that work there. There's no real true standardized training, okay?
And as
a trainer and as somebody who's trained and somebody who teaches it and certified in it, they're not.
So what if you had a video of proof of innocence?
Here's the thing. It's the government. That's why the hostile zone was created, right? Right? That's why the hostile zone was created. Now, we have some other big things coming on. Can we say who's going to be coming on soon? Can you say him? I'd like to get the crowd warmed up for when he comes on.
Yeah,
we have a big speaker coming in.
We have a big speaker. So there's a lot of people out there who would know this man by the name of Field McConnell.
Big, big, big name. If you watch Bob Lazar, Alex Jones, you know this guy. Go ahead.
I'm amazed by
it. Go ahead. RW, go for it. You helped set up the interview.
Yeah. Woo. I've personally known him for quite a long time.
You want to give a little information on what he knows and what he does without getting him in trouble? I know he's had controversy because he knows things.
Yes, he's had a lot of controversy because of all the things that he's been putting out. He's had a lot of conversation about child sex trafficking and pedophilia.
And he was very involved in turning over people.
Yes, absolutely.
Can you name one or two people he mentioned that were involved?
I think you should save that.
Well, it's publicly known, but I want people on here to hear.
I think you should save it for the show, though.
Whatever you think you want to put out.
Yeah.
I just want to intrigue
people. Don't give them a hole.
Throw some chum in the water. Get them excited.
So we may or may not be throwing out the names of the Clintons.
I knew you were going to name. Yes, baby. Yes. Tune into the Hostile Zone to find out about Jeffrey Epstein and Miss Hillary Clinton.
It is getting hostile over
And this has nothing to do with party affiliation, because I would throw anybody under the bus for doing what they've done. So go ahead, R-Dub.
Absolutely. And you know, like, really funny thing that came to light to me recently was Stephen Hawking was...
I was disappointed when I saw that. But you know what? Here's the thing. And I'm glad you brought that up, R-Dub, because Miss Bianca and I spoke about this. When she was doing her entertainment preparation, she saw that. Okay. And I said, don't bring it onto the show for two reasons. I believe in innocence until proven guilty. And I beyond every reasonable doubt in my heart, know that Hawking's was not there for that reason. I also know that Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz, who is a friend of mine, and I've taken classes and communicate with him still. She knows that we've communicated. Mm-hmm. I know that they allege that he was there. There's no way that Professor Emeritus, Alan Dershowitz, was involved in this. There's no way. So yes, parties were held there, right? But that was not the type of parties.
Yeah. I mean,
there were parties
I'm
there.
I'm sure it happened like after hours or whatever, but you know, what rich person says, I have an island and I have an exclusive party, you should come. I mean, I just find it hard to believe. Every star name would go there.
I find it hard, like J-Lo went too. I don't think Katy Perry went, right? I don't think they do these things.
But I don't think they would do
There are some weirdos out there, R-Dub. There's some ones out there that I'm like, yeah, they did it. You know what I mean? Like, obviously I wouldn't be a jury like that. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, I'm like, yeah, I can see that happening. Yeah.
But there's some people
that I think went to a party and didn't know.
Yeah, there's certain girls that were on the trial that they didn't mention names, but they specifically said, no, I never seen somebody do that. That famous person never did that.
But that's what I'm saying. It's kind of like when you go to a party and you're drugs and you leave.
Yeah.
But then they're like, but I didn't see so-and-so do it.
Yeah. But right now, the stories that are going, they're like hyping up just to have you read the article and stuff. And then at the end,
but I assure you that
person didn't do it.
That he worked very hard, R-Dub. And this is the real deal. This guy's bigger than Alex Jones. Mm-hmm. This guy's the real deal. I'm so excited about this. I cannot wait. Thank you for all of the heavy work.
Yeah.
I did some phone calls that you passed me on. We did it, but you're the man. You pushed it.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
And I would like him to be a regular to talk about some of the craziness. I think that might be great.
Yeah, I mean, we could definitely, like, maybe even try and get, like, a little series going on.
This is what I'm thinking, especially when we're talking about the other stuff. That's what I was thinking for you. Yep. So, this is a broken system. So, real quick, we don't know the date, but I'm going to be having a conversation today, I believe. So I'll let you know tomorrow, on Monday, when this person will be on the show. The conversation's happening later. The broken system, it's terrible. It's terrible because you almost are like helpless. It's your child. You know what I mean? You need competent, educated, logical, and reasonable people.
Right.
Logical and reasonable, non-judgmental people to investigate these cases, because I personally have investigated them. Yes, I have. For those of you that think otherwise, mm-hmm. I've investigated hundreds of them. Hundreds, including homicides. But multiple homicides, actually. But anyway, I just need to say that finger in your face. In your face!
In your face to certain people.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what I'm saying...
People know who you are.
Yeah, I'm worried. You're going to be called out. You're going to be called out. Don't worry about it. All of you. All of you. All of you. We're all on FM and AM. You abuse your power. You cheat. You take advantage of people. Mm-hmm. You hurt people. You wreck people's lives. We're going to expose you. And the network is not just the hostile zone. We're talking to people everywhere. There's nonprofits involved. There are multiple law firms involved. It's a movement now. Mm-hmm. It's happening. And I like to be right up in the front because somebody... You thought it was fun poking the bear, John. Now you poke the bear. Anyway, so you poke the bear. All right. So anyway, Miss Bianca, sing that lovely song.
I would gladly.
Give it with all your pipes. Let them hear it.
I'm going to be singing Jessica Simpson. I Want to Love You Forever. And that's going to be dedicated to my family and my kids as well.
Wonderful. Make sure you hum a little music in there. Ooh. Oh. You can leave it play in the background. It's actually better. Okay.
Can it be here?
Yeah, it's better in the background. Let it play.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You set my soul at ease. Chase the darkness out of you. Let your desperate spell on me. Say you feel it too. I know you do. I've got so much more to give. This I can't die. I yearn to live. Pour
Wow.
I felt the fire of your sweet embrace. I'm gonna love you forever. My mind fails to understand what my heart tells me to do, and I give up all I have just to be with you. And I would do. I've always been taught to, and I never thought I'd fall, be at the mercy of a man I've never felt. Now I only wanna be right here where you are. I wanna love you forever, and this is all I'm asking of you.
Where are you, Sony?
Hello, together.
She's ready to be signed.
Is that for much of me to do? Cause when the moment when I saw your face and felt the fire in your sweet embrace, I swear I'm gonna love you forever. Whoa. In my life I learned that love never fails.
Damn.
Oh.
You hear that, hard? Wow.
Well, let's take it for its goal like yesterday.
I think I just lost the show.
Oh, no. Cause when I'm with you, there's nowhere else that I would ever want to be.
Yeah, so no. Bianca, show now.
I've been in for the next second. I can't feel you loving me.
Hit it.
I'm not even going to talk anymore. Wow.
Is that for much for you to do? Cause when the moment when I saw your face and felt the fire in your sweet embrace, oh, I'm going to love you forever, forever.
Wow. I don't mean to cut in, but we're running out of time, Tosh. Yeah. So I guess it's now the Bianca show. I guess I'm fired. Yeah, unbelievable. Seriously, unbelievable. Announcement out there. She has a manager, but agent-wise, she's available for booking. She's available for whatever. She's in the process of making a record right now.
Yep.
And she's available for hire. Honestly, reach out. The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. Eric@ericandrewsonati.com. Amazing. Seriously.
Make sure to check my media page.
Yeah, she's getting a website put up soon.
Everything.
So
I'm getting everything on here.
Wrap.
Like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn.
Yeah, sell yourself.
It's Bianca C. And take
the last 5 minutes. It's yours.
There.
Take it. Seriously. It's yours. It's you.
It's Bianca C. Mainly, you can check my Facebook. Follow me. Sometimes, when I'm not doing anything, I post random videos and
you have your
see,
email.
Like, how my life is.
We do have an email that they can use if they want to get you direct.
Okay. Yeah. And it's in the works. I have a media people that do it for me. So, give a second. Like they did email him about my, email information.
Yeah. This is not the permanent email, but we have a temporary one.
But give me
it is called, I'm going to read it out. It's Bianca, BINCASEA, Bianca CNC. So it's Bianca CNC at gmail.com.
BIANCA. Mm-hmm.
SEA. And RW will make sure it's in all descriptions moving forward.
CEA, like the ocean. Everybody gets it confused whenever I say C.
But if you reach out to the Hostile Zone at BBS Talk Radio, we can get you in touch with her to contract to do work. Honestly, it's amazing.
I know. I'm like a siren, you know? Like, I love...
Yeah. No, honestly, I'm glad. RW, isn't it nice that we give her little
I'm
segments like this
hair.
Now? And I know that KKTC is big on the girl power and stuff.
I am. Girl power. I'm always a, you know, woman.
What was the thing you were saying you wanted to do? You wanted to connect with the girls out there?
Yeah, sometimes on my videos, you know, I just talk about, like, what's on my mind and stuff. And, like, it's always good to, I always tell the girls, always be yourself and, you know, always stick up for yourself. You know, there's a time and place for everything, but there's a way to stick up for yourself. And, you know, as long as you're heard, you know, it's all that matters, you know.
BIANCASENC@gmail.com is going to be another one, but that's temporary. If you would like to reach out and get Miss Bianca C's people, if you want girl power conversation, if you sign up for the VIP membership, you get another email and a phone number to get in touch with individuals from the show. Yes, you do. And you help a charity cause. Okay, Miss Bianca, we got to close it out. Hit it with the national anthem. Hit the pipes like you do.
Absolutely.
I know you need water after all that.
We got to mention in the next show what I think about water bottles.
Oh, yes. Yes, we have a sponsorship, hopefully.
Okay, Ben.
What are they called? Logos that are coming out for each of us?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty funny. Okay.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous flight, o'er the rampart we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, Gabriel through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner wave o'er the land of the free.
Damn.
And the home of the brave.
Wow. Wow. You know what? Love your country. Love everybody. Love the show. Come back. Miss Bianca C, you need to hear her again. Miss Bianca, close it out.
Use your voice. Sonata hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sonata hears you. Use your voice. Use your voice. Sonata heard you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sonata heard you. Use your voice.
Boom. And I want to say, on the new album coming out, I did see the lyrics for the full version of Sonata Hears You. But guess what? Sonata heard you.